Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your man with a mic. And my mom called me and she's like, you're a podcast at work. And if you haven't heard, it was like on his desk like 9 days, I think, 9 or 10 days. But Indiana becomes the 24th constitutional carry state. We basically were, I'll get into a lot of stuff, because we were, because some states you have to have a separate permit. Like if you want to play open carry or play concealed carry, basically is what I call it, where if you want to carry concealed or carry open, you have to have 2 different permits. So we just had one, so, and it's kind of cool. The Rhino actually did something great. A district judge appointed by former President Donald Trump blocks President Joe Biden's so-called sanctuary county orders that have successfully protected millions of illegals from arrest and deportation over the last year. Then you have illegals that rape and murder, but that's okay. You know, we can't pigeonhole them all. No, you can't, but you got to do something to stop the bad apples. Yeah, Charlie Kirk has been locked out of his Twitter account. Until he deletes, like, until a post is deleted, you know, basically suspends him. Because if you're a biological male, you're a biological male. I mean, the Supreme Court justice can't define a woman. A woman is someone, is a person that can potentially give birth. And I say potentially because if you have had a hysterectomy, then you can't give birth, but you... A male can never have the potential, a biological male can never have the potential to give, I can never have a baby. I can't. I don't have the stuff in me to make a baby, or at one point had it. That's why I'm not a woman. A woman can potentially have a baby. There may be something with her that keeps her from being able to give birth, but she has the potential. I never can. Only 47% of voters, Biden's Supreme Court nominee, should be confirmed. I'm surprised it's that high, the fact that she would let child predators and stuff go free on very low sentences. And then she's even had drug kingpins that, hey, this is the sentence I have to give you. I gotta follow the law. A majority of the people, like a big, big majority, over 50% believe that America and the world is less stable since Joe Biden assumed office. Also, why would Kamala become vice president? You know, Joe Biden questions picking Harris as Joe's vice president, but I don't think I want to get into something with that, because Joe Biden's actually questioning why Kamala Harris is vice president. I want to get into that, because who picked and why? Joe Biden also meets with top CEOs. Global catastrophe presents opportunities to lead new world order. Oops. Yep, another faux pas. Like, remember when the Lori Lightfoot kind of slipped, the new world order slip? And another one. We're like, oh, we need to get with the new world order. I've heard that that there's like a, I've heard people talk about a shadow government, that technically there's elected officials here, and then there's a whole government that's not elected that controls a lot of what really goes on. And if someone like me came in and said, hey, I'm going to be president, and on day one, we're going to put gold and silver back in the currency, we're going to do this and this and this, and nope, you wouldn't have any say in that. They would shut you down. Okay, I'm going to eliminate taxes 100%. We're not going to have them. Income taxes done. So, who knows? I'm going to get into so much. 1 Peter 3:12. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do no evil. Actually, they do evil. Some people call it that they do no evil. Actually, it's the Lord turns his face to people who do evil. We're only perfect. I wish. No, we're not perfect. That's why we go to church. But Indiana becomes the 24th state to adopt that constitutional carry. And that's because, like, there's one, I think it's in South Dakota, where the governor is, like basically rescinded all the permit fees and all this stuff. And I wonder, like, if I was, like, if 6 days ago I sent a check for my concealed carry permit, or my permit to carry a handgun, will I get that back? When we get our money back, because I paid to have a permit. So, basically, there's 21 other constitutional states besides, you know, the 23rd, which is Ohio. In Alabama, the 22nd, but you got Alaska, you got Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. It's just amazing. Why aren't they all constitutional carry states? You know, you go through a check to make sure you're not a felon. Okay, you're not. Bam. But that would be the problem, though. No background check. Well, you know, because then if you get into the situation where, hey, if you're a model citizen and do what the regime wants, you're good to go. If you disagree or put bad Facebook posts or don't like dictator-in-chief Obama or Biden or whoever, just what, they're going to make sure that your thing comes up as a felon, so you can't get a gun. You can't own one, even though you're not a felon. Kind of like when they had that, there was no-fly list, and if you're on that list, you can't fly. And there were people that were on that list that were not a security threat at all, but hey. Oh, it's fun. But it's nice to be in a state, because, I mean, we were pretty much, like when I heard of other states that you had to have separate permits if you wanted to open carry versus conceal and carry. To me, it's just what my mood I'm in. Well, no, mainly it's, okay, if they don't want me, if they don't like people with guns in their store, then I conceal it and carry it. If they don't care whether you have a gun in their store or not, then I open carry it. You know, because I've been into Denny's before. Yeah, I just want to let you know, we don't really allow, we don't want people with guns in here. I'm like, okay. Well, I guess I won't be coming back. And if I do, I'll have it concealed and carried. Because when some criminal comes in here who doesn't care what your rules state, and he's going to rob the place, and he's going to pull out a gun, I want to be able to protect myself. the way, folks. I don't refuse to go into the place. I just conceal and carry. That way, I always have it. They just don't know it. And then if they do see it and say something, they'll be like, okay, I just want to make sure because, wow, because I just, so how is your, so what are you going to, so who's going to protect you when a criminal who doesn't give two bleeps about a gun law comes in here to rob the place and shoot it up? You think, okay, if he's a multiple felon, he can't even have a gun in the first place. He's going to come in here with a gun? You think if he got a gun as a multiple felon, you think he's going to care about the fact that you don't want to have a gun? This is the type of place he's going to go. Because, oh, you don't want cops there with guns. You don't want anyone. It's kind of like a gold mine. Yes, folks, we don't believe in security alarms or anything or locks at the bank because, you know, locks and security alarms and stuff like that, just that breeds criminal activity. So at our bank, the security vaults, you know, the vaults you can get at the bank, like the storage vaults, yeah, they're always unlocked. Yeah, we don't have doors. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, people are going to want to rob. Kind of like the in Philadelphia, you know. The bulletproof glass incites people to violence. Not that, wait, so you're telling me that you got shot at and shot up in your convenience store, and because of the violence, you proactively took action and you put this to protect you, this bulletproof glass? Huh. Oh, that's right. Yeah, in Philadelphia, still remember that when they, like, you need to take down that bulletproof glass because that's just enticing people to want to, it encourages violence. No, it should be the other way around. Is what it should be. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. This guy was shot at, and because his place was robbed and shot at, then they put up bulletproof glass. It wasn't the bulletproof glass that stopped people, let's go shoot the place up. It's not like people go to a bank and see all the security alarms and the locks and everything and say, okay, let's rob the place because of that. No. They've been robbed at and stolen, and this is the security measures you have to take as a bank if we're going to insure you. You know, a robber wants a place where there's very, very, very strict gun laws so that the average person can't, because, hey, if I know that they don't want guns in that place and I know I can pretty much go in there and have my way and there's a 90% chance no one's going to have a gun in there. The only person that's going to have a gun in there is someone like me that's, I'm just going to, they don't like guns in the restaurant. Well, I have my gun on me. I'm just not open carry. I'm just going to conceal it. You're going to get shot up by a criminal or you're going to have me to try to stop it. Well, actually, no. See, if you would have pulled out your gun, he wouldn't have, yeah, okay. You can't make that argument because there's no guarantee if I wouldn't have pulled out my gun that he wouldn't have shot. You can't, it's like the football game. If they would have counted that touchdown, we would have won the game. No, because then you would have been ahead. Everything would have, the whole game would have changed if they would have counted that one thing as a touchdown. Kind of like that, the Mighty Ducks movie, quarter of an inch, and that puck would have went in the goal. Yeah, but a quarter of an inch the other way, and it would have totally missed. You know, everyone thinks, well, that we would have won if we, that they would have counted that touchdown, we would have won. You can't say that, because what if they would have done a hit? I mean, then they would have been on the offensive to try to score again. It would have changed the whole complexity of the game. You can't say that. But apparently, bulletproof glass and stuff incentivize, it's like a drug. Well, I wasn't going to rob the place, but since they had bulletproof glass, what the heck? It encourages violence. Kind of like Facebook, when you have a post that basically promotes the fact that I'm stating with this post right here that that guy, Jeffrey Epstein, was murdered. Oh, well, that post goes against our suicide, whatever, protocols, and I'm encouraging people to commit suicide with my post. Well, my post is 1,000,000% proving that a guy was murdered, didn't commit suicide. It's not a surprise the majority of Americans believe that the world is less stable since Biden took office. He's not even in charge, so what the heck, like on day one, what am I even signing? Shut up and sign it. They love him because he is so far mentally gone. He doesn't know what day it is, and they can get him to do whatever they want to, sign whatever they want to. He doesn't have a clue. He's in bed by 6 o'clock because of Sundowner Syndrome. Trump wouldn't have come out and said that, hey, Putin attacked Ukraine, because he wouldn't have done that under Trump's watch, because I don't think Russia would even be okay. End it. It's amazing how I had all these liberal friends that Trump is going to get, oh my God, I can't believe they're giving them the nuclear codes, and then they had Nancy Pelosi, you need to take away his nuclear codes, you got to take away his, I mean, all this stuff. Who's the one, where are we at? We're basically at World War III right now. Where was the wars under Trump? All these liberals now are like, go Ukraine. All these anti-war people are now like pro-war. Not one liberal. If you can show me a post where someone said, hey, I don't like Trump, but at least we're not at war, I'd have been like, cha-ching. But there wasn't any. It's the same idiot said, like, you only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you. And you're going to drink Trump's Kool-Aid. 8 months later, just shut up and get the vaccine, man. You can't get COVID if you get the vaccine, and we need to get back to normal. We're never going to get back to normal until you get the vaccine. If it wasn't for it being taken down by admits, I was getting... right, I was getting murdered when I said a friend of mine is in the hospital fighting for his life with COVID and he's fully vaccinated. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated, dumbass. Because at the dead shows last year, to be in the general admission pit near this front stage, you had to be vaccinated. I'm like, my buddy's in the hospital with COVID. Just because you had the vaccine doesn't mean you're protected. You can still get, no, you can't. That's a lie. I don't buy that. Not one person. There's one person that said, man, I hope your buddy's okay. I don't think they believe me, but they just made the comment, like, just in case. But whatever. Who cares? Who cares? No one is, I mean, Massachusetts. See, this is another thing. When I remember... in Italy, if I had 20 bottles of wine and I went 300 miles an hour and slammed into a tree and was killed, and they tested me before they took me into the morgue at the hospital to do an autopsy, if I tested positive for COVID, he died from COVID. No, that's not the case. A guy came with a shotgun and put 50 rounds in a dude. He tested positive for COVID before he went in for the autopsy. Was it a homicide? No, he died from COVID. Oh, that's not true. Whatever. Now, Massachusetts is saying that, oh, any person who tested positive for COVID 60 days or less prior to their death, they listed them 100% of the time as a COVID death. I could chop off my wife's head, hypothetically, but if 60 days before she tested positive for COVID, it wouldn't be a homicide in Massachusetts. It would have been a COVID death. Or vice versa. My wife could have put 50 bullets in me and killed me. it wouldn't be a homicide death, because if 30 days ago I tested positive for COVID and I had it, I'd be a COVID death no matter what, no matter how I died. No matter how I died. And now they're changing it, and what is it? Like a, where am I at? 15% deaths deleted in Massachusetts, because now they go 30 days. Because they're trying to be, all these conspiracy theories that I was almost banned from Facebook and Twitter and stuff for saying, that now it's fact. Oh, to better, to be more accurate on the true number of COVID deaths, we're changing what we consider a COVID death. Oh yeah, 15% deleted. I just want to see what those people, I wish I could find those people that raked me over the coals that said you can't get COVID with, if you're vaccinated, and now people are getting COVID like crazy. You know, I want to hear what they say now. You can't get COVID if you're vaccinated. You can't do this, you can't do that. Sorry. Yes, you can. If you had COVID at this point, or here, they listed it as a COVID death. No, that's not true, whatever. And now they're coming out with it factually. It's a fact. It's a fact. They're admitting it. That the way they listed people as COVID deaths, I would have been banned from social medias for what they're admitting they were doing. Because they were getting, it's like Italy. Their healthcare system is a shambles. But if they can label all these people as COVID deaths, guess what? We're in the EU now. Where's our help? Hope it bail us out. We're too big to fail, so you got to bail us out. And that's what they basically tried to do. They tried to have people bail them out. Because anyone that tests positive for COVID that dies, that's a COVID death. So if I chop off a guy's head and he dies, but he's positive for COVID, that's a COVID death, not a homicide? Yeah, they can, that way they can inflate the COVID numbers. So that they can, look, we're having major problems. It's a pandemic. We need help. Bail us out. We mismanaged our healthcare system in Italy, but don't worry, the EU will bail us out. Well, I want to get into this, because why Kamala? Joe Biden questioned picking Harris as Joe Biden's vice president. You've heard me talk about this on the program before, that Hillary Clinton was, it was set up for Hillary Clinton to win the election, and something went wrong and she lost. That's why they had that Newsweek magazine only sent out the Madam President one, because Trump was not ever expected to win that one. Everything, they had it rigged for Hillary, and when she lost, that's why she went, that's why she couldn't greet her constituents that night when Trump won, because she was guaranteed 1,000,000% she was going to be the president. It was set up and rigged for her. And she was going to be essentially 4 more years of Barack Obama. She was going to do his bidding, or else they were going to send her up the river. Then when they strap her out to the pine rail and send her down the Monon line, as you'd say in Indiana. And, hey, remember that speech Hillary Clinton said? If I go down, I'm taking half of D.C. with me. Well, if she didn't do Obama's bidding, they were going to see her hang. well, Trump became president, and we didn't have an extension of 4 more years of Obama until we had O'Biden, and he won. Then they made sure he was going to win the election. They rigged it. And guess what, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right. I guarantee you, Joe had no say in who his vice president was. And I've heard, whether this is true or not, I've talked to some people, and this is opinions. This is not necessarily like what we, there are people that believe that basically, well, New York Times, as you know, this is the fact part of it, that they have come out saying, yes, Hunter Biden's laptop is real. Everything that, every conspiracy theory that we are called, it's been proven factual about the laptop, that everything is legit, it's real. New York Times has come out with this. And there are people that are saying that, guess what? They're going to send Biden and his son down the river. And guess who's going to step up as president? Kamala Harris. Now, I don't know in that instance if Nancy Pelosi would step up into the VP role, or would she stay as House Speaker? Because I know if, like, I know she would be third in line if, like, for president, if, like, the president and vice president would go. But I don't know if, like, if Kamala Harris stepped up, if she selects a VP, or would she, or would Nancy Pelosi step into that role, or would she step into it like a temporary thing, and then Kamala Harris would pick someone, or would she, because as far as I'm understanding, Barack Obama was never VP, so he could actually become VP. I mean, Kamala Harris could say, okay, I want Michelle Obama. And you know what Kamala Harris would do on day one, okay? You've got a month on my desk to put legislation to ban guns, or else I will make an executive order. And that, because I have heard that, like, because I even have liberal friends that have told me that, yeah, even if someone tried to do an executive order to ban guns, it'd be almost impossible because it would be overturned by a Supreme, you would have to have like a major Supreme Court that's, you know, it would take so much, it'd be almost impossible. It'd be very hard. Pardon me, but it's one of those things that I don't know. Like, if Kamala Harris stepping up, if she would become the president and elect her vice president, or would Nancy Pelosi take that role, or would she come in and take that role temporarily until they selected someone? I don't know. But there's a lot of people that say that, hey, it's getting him out and getting her in. Whether you, I don't know what to make of it. I could see it, but if it happened, it did. If it didn't, it didn't. But just about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, I'm talking right now like the faux pas of, like, when Joe Biden's come out saying, why did they pick Kamala Harris? I don't think it's Joe's choice. And there are some people that think that this whole Hunter Biden laptop thing is going to come to fruition, and it's going to be a way to get Hunter and Joe Biden out of the White House, and Kamala Harris is the front runner. And whether Nancy Pelosi would step up and take the VP, or if they would, hey, Obama's never been vice president, huh? So he can go around the world and apologize for us to all our dictator friends, like Kim Jong-un and all these terrorists, and, oh, here's more money. Continue to enrich uranium. not many people realize this, but like I was talking about earlier, because, you know, this whole thing with, you know, let's say they do that faux pas and get rid of Biden and Kamala Harris does step into that role. Think about it from this standpoint. This country's communism's already here. It's not coming. It's already here. They still are refusing to hand over voting machines in Arizona for our friends that got it. So what are they hiding? I mean, you got working class Americans, a major majority of them can't afford to, most 65% to 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck right now.
Основное большинство. Брод.
Hello?
65%.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
Good. You were speaking about the Ukraine situation, yes?
Yeah.
My uncle comes from Kyiv, and we could speak on this if you'd like to hear him.
Sure.
Okay, one second. It will just take me a second to get him. Hey, Sergey. Sergey, ici.
All sorts that style.
Oh, I'm sorry. He won't, he's not around. I thought he was here.
The Reagan capsule knew this.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, хорошо.
Come on. Stop screwing around here. Get over here.
Oh, team with Obscuranta ready.
It won't happen. I don't know why. He won't talk now. You run a good show, though. I wanted to say that.
Thank you so much.
And how new it is from the pancake. It is so weak in its prisoner.
And,
yes.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yes, there is.
I guess a caller, but we have $360 million in health care costs being footed by American taxpayers for people that are illegal. And we have vets in this country that don't have health care. You know, most countries take care of themselves, you know, like, they help their people. And we need to help our people before we help others. When you have veterans that fought and died for this country, guess what, folks? Oh, they're going to the wayside? I mean, I've had illegals in this country get benefits I can't even get, and I was born here. And she goes, well, maybe you need to talk to these people. I'm like, I can't. What do you mean you can't? Well, I can't because, unfortunately, they were hauled off by Immigration and Naturalization Services. I have a next-door neighbor of mine who was from Cuba. His best friend got 7 years in prison because he had pieces of paper that said Castro no, Cuba C. Cuba C, Castro no. 7 years in prison. Gee. He is a U.S. citizen now, and he's grateful. He's done it the right way. I've been to immigration ceremonies where these people become U.S. citizens, and you get to shake, I shake their hands. I'm like, welcome. And you can see the genuine love. You know, when you talk to some of those people, you have no idea where I come from. You know, these people, like, you have someone like a Colin Kaepernick, and he supports Fidel Castro. Come to the country where I come from, where the government gives you, oh, you don't health care? It's provided by government. Well, not really. I mean, they just tell you. They tell you, they promise you the world, but you get nothing. They promise you the world, but they give you nothing. Nothing. Well, don't worry. Like, go to North Korea. There's no health care. You'll go to a hospital. And they had this lady from South Korea that spoke Korean, and she was there, and she goes, what he's saying is, like, they had, like, 100 open-heart patient surgeries or something. They had they're all released at this hospital. And she goes, first of all, they wouldn't be out of the hospital in one day for open heart surgery and all this stuff. And everything they said was a lie and all this. But they make you believe it. Come to my country. They make you, what do you think I come here? I want to make America better. I'm not here for free. I know what handout, what government free means. Oh, it's like a Pavlov's dog. Like, what do you mean Pavlov's dog? Yeah, you know how they, Pavlov's dog, you know, they ding the bell and there's a treat. Dog come running. Ding the bell, there's a treat. Dog comes running. Pretty soon, the dog's conditioned to come when the bell dings. Okay, there's nothing here, nothing. No treat, nothing. And before you know it, the bell's dinging, but you're not getting anything. Oh, well, it's like when these people that, why would I want to go back to work? Why would I want to go to work? I'm making more on COVID unemployment than I am working. Why would I want to, no, keep locked down more. That's the problem. And then pretty soon, all these benefits that they have, they go to the wayside. And then they will not have the benefits. And it's amazing when you go to a naturalization ceremony and you talk to some of the people who've done it the right way and become legal U.S. citizens and where they came from. Huh. It's, that's the type of person you want, someone that wants to make America better. Not someone at all, you know. 60 plus, like almost 70% of Americans are living at best paycheck to paycheck, if not even worse. And you got $316 million in healthcare costs worth fitting the bill for illegals. Well, is it? It's just one of those things. Hello? Hello? Got another drop call, but anyways, it's one of those things. Nothing's free. Oh, we'll have free health care. Just paying for this. I can do something. I can help my mom or dad out, but it might cost me. My dad can help fix my car or whatever, but hey, we're going to take it out to the shop, okay? Yeah, the company shop, and I'll buy this part or whatever, but there's acetylene and propane, all these different gases, okay? I might have access to use that, but someone's paying for that. That just wasn't donated. That a company bought that stuff and I'm using it. So, you know, it's these kids that want free college and everything. I want these people to come from the naturalization ceremonies that know what it's like to become an American and do it the right way and want to make America better. I mean, no one wants war. But we were a heck of a lot safer under Donald J. Trump than we are now. I think it's like 75% of the people say that the world is less stable under Biden.
Hello? Которого мне не нравится. Правда в том, что этот Кайл идиот и не способен потереть себе задницу. Этот Кайл, ребята, настоящий мудак, которого мне не нравится.
Hello?
Правда в том, что этот Кайл идиот.
I don't know what that is or who that is, but if they cannot respond or talk to me, they are not getting listened to. If someone wants to comment or write to me and tell me if they know what that, I might have get that translated. But, yeah, I don't know that language at all. I almost sounded Arabic, but I'm not sure. I'm not an expert. I know it's not Spanish or French, so. I got about 17 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, when I grew up, everyone helped everyone. Now it's a one for all for one. Give me. It's a different time. It's a different era. Everyone thinks, we live in an entitled generation where everyone thinks everything should just be handed to them on a silver platter. Yeah, no, you signed up for college. You got to pay for it. You know, it's where we're at, folks. It's a generation where, like, I buy a car, I sign on the dotted line, I'm expected to pay for it. Nope. I'm going to college and someone's going to pay for my schooling. Because, see, I shouldn't have to be a day laborer. I should be in a executive office with a 24 karat gold toilet. And I want Fiji water used to flush my toilet because I just don't want regular water. Oh, yeah. Yes, I want to have diamonds encrusted into like an epoxy, and then I want to have like the, you know, I want to have my toilet is like encrusted with diamonds. So like not only do you have like a 24 karat gold, you have like diamond, you know, because I'm a college graduate. I should be the CEO right out of school. Yeah. No. Work your way up. Earn it. I don't know who is calling, but whatever you're saying, if you're not going to call in English and speak, I'm done. If I can't understand you and you don't speak in English, bye-bye. Sayonara, Sodom. Got about a couple minutes left, and I'm going to get into some Premier League news and some Manchester United news and everything. So, but this is what we live in, folks. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer instead of everyone helping everybody and being there. I'm glad I live in a state where I have a governor that's smart enough to sign a conceal an open carry this permit state called constitutional carry. I feel safe. There was a barbershop in Michigan where like, hey, everyone in here is fully armed and nothing here is worth your life. I'm like, before I'll get my hair cut if I'm ever in Michigan and need one. Got that straight. Yes, sir. I feel safe knowing, okay, we want you to carry in here. We don't want anyone to have a gun in this place.
Hey, Kyle, how's it going?
Good, good.
I was wondering if you're going to get into talking about Manchester United.
Yes, that's what I'm just about getting ready to talk about. If you'd
excellent,
like to chime
excellent.
In about it, because that's what I was just about ready to get in to start talking about, because I don't know about the owners. I think What I wanted to get in mainly with Manchester United, I think even if you got in, like if you took, and they could get, not that he wants to come here, but if you were to get Zinedine Zidane in at Manchester United as a manager, could he turn things around, or would he just end up like another, you know, Van Gaal or Ollie or Jose Mourinho, where he's not going to get backed by the board, they're not going to spend money, they're not going to do anything. They're going to get him the wrong players, not what he needs, just what's going to sell shirts.
Right, yeah, you know, it'd be great to have the kind of backing that, you know, Alex Ferguson had back in the day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about their general play this season.
One thing I've heard a lot of people talk about recently, because I watch – like the United Stand, and I watch a bunch of the programs, and there's a lot of people that are saying that since you have Ralph Rangnick as a interim manager, there's a lot of people that say, well, since he's interim, they're not playing to their potential. They're not playing as good as they could, because why try to impress him when he's not the manager that's going to be there? He's just interim, and come the summer, we're going to get in a new manager. So whoever it is, and in the process of doing that, it's like, okay, I would think you would want to play as best as you could for Ralph Rangnick, because then whoever's coming in, they can say, okay, let me see here. Look at how easily and look at how well he adapted from Ollie's style to Ralph Rangnick's style. So I know when I come in, if I throw a different style at them, they will be able to easily adapt to from one style to the next. And if they want to go from Manchester, you know, okay, if I'm a scout and I'm looking at different players,
back in the day,
if they're not playing to their potential, okay, I don't know if, okay, well, yeah, we were looking at possibly a center back for Barcelona or Real Madrid or whoever. I wouldn't want him. I wouldn't want someone to. So, I mean, I remember if you ever read the Alex Ferguson autobiography, with that autobiography, there was a thing in there where supposedly Nostroy was in the locker room, and Roy Keane went AWOL, thinking that Nostroy wasn't playing to his potential as good as he could. Done. Bye-bye. Sayonara, Sodom. Like, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Not now. You don't have that now. Let me see here. Harry Maguire. You got Maguire. Maguire is a waste of space. There's too many players that are on the first team that shouldn't even be there. I'm sorry, Harry Maguire needs a bye-bye, sayonara, Sodom. Ronaldo should be the captain. McFred, you need to be fried and gone. Sorry. I mean, Ralph Rangnick basically came out point blank, said, hey, you know, I wanted a center defensive midfielder, didn't get it. I had a player that wanted to leave. I gave him my blessing, and they wouldn't sell him. If I was a Manchester United player, I'd be like, guess what? You wanted to go? And I, you got my blessing. Bye-bye. And if they won't sell you, I have no problem if you just want to screw it to the board and sit on the bench. I'm tired of bankers that don't care about this club flushing it down the toilet. I'm tired of it. I hope we get Ten Hag. I think the Jewish owners that we have that don't want to spend a freaking dime, what they do. And this is what I just saw explain it, and I explain it on a lot of my shows. Here's $50 million to make the car look nice. Well, what did you do? Well, these tires, these rims have Hawaiian abalone with red diamonds throughout because it's one of the rarest. We took a bunch of diamonds, ground it up, and put it in the paint. And yeah, the paint job alone's $10 million. This and that. Well, did you spend the $500 to get the engine fixed? Oh, so yeah, you got 24-karat gold rims with Hawaiian abalone. You got $10 million diamond-infused paint with all kinds of super... Oh, you souped up the car. It's Pimp My Ride, basically, but we need... Okay, $500 is what we need to fix the engine. Did you get the engine fixed? Look at the car. Did you get the engine fixed? No, look at... Do you don't like the paint job? Did you get the engine fixed? The car won't run. Who gives a... Who gives a... Who gives a shite if you spent $50 million in the car, if you didn't spend the $500 you need to get the engine running? Who cares? It's worthless. If we don't get a central defensive midfield in there, which we should have gotten in the January transfer window, which, Lord help us. And I think Rannick has kind of come out many times and basically said, I pity the fool that has to come and run this shite, man. It's a dumpster fire. It's a dumpster fire, and they give you gasoline instead of water to try to put it out. It's ridiculous. I don't think they're playing. I mean, one of the greatest players, I think the greatest player in history was Wayne Rooney. I think he's that's my wife's favorite player. He was amazing. One of the best Premier League player right now, Cristiano Ronaldo, bar none. He is practically useless. No one can service him. If you can get some crosses into the box, he has the potential to score. But when you listen to a radio broadcast of it, or United Stand, and he's irrelevant. One of the greatest players, and he's irrelevant on the pitch. But then you have owners that are satisfied. How quickly they got Ronaldo shows you how quickly they can get a deal done if they really want to. But Ronaldo's about shirt sales. There's a little known thing in farming with cows. They produce milk as long as they're impregnated. They impregnate cows to keep the milk flowing. But after a while, you have to stop milking the cow. You have to stop impregnating. You can't impregnate the cows anymore, and the milk stops flowing. And then the cow goes off to slaughter. That's kind of like Manchester United. You know, they're milking the club for money off of the Alex Ferguson glory days, and pretty soon, I think they're getting to a point now where a lot of fans are frustrated. Like, okay, yeah, you're trying to milk the club off of the glory days, and it's getting harder and harder for people to stand there and say, okay, yeah, when are you going to do something? I'm tired of almost having a heart attack wondering if we're going to stay in the Europa League or if we're going to actually get into the Champions League. Are we going to get fourth? I mean, but then you have a player that, I'm making $175,000 a week. Why do I care? Who cares? You know, I'd love to have an incentive, okay? You get like $50,000 a week. And you get a bonus when you win, an incentive to win. Imagine if your weekly pay was cut by three quarters if you didn't win. Oh yeah, and you get $150,000 a week. If you win the game, that's what you get. If you guys don't win, then you're gonna get $30,000 that week. Imagine quickly things would change. Dude, I can't pay my mortgage, man. We gotta step it up. We gotta win this one, dude. They're about to. I got a high court writ, man. They're gonna take my car. I mean, I think Ten Hag is the right man, as long as he can bring in some of his own people. I like the fact that they're looking for someone, and that Ralph Rangnick, which I would have no problem him turning, him being the full-time manager, but I want to have him have the potential to be the guy that actually goes up and works with the Blazers and like with the board and stuff. And we actually have someone who has some football background up with the board. Doesn't mean they're going to listen to him, but at least they try to have somebody, you know. I mean, it's all good in theory that, hey, once they get the new manager that they want, he's going to go up into the with the board and help them out. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But at least it's not that, okay, we're just going to – maybe they're not making as much as they used to. Maybe, hey, we're not that top-tier team anymore, so we're not getting the top tier on the telly. So, you know, hey, if it comes between Manchin and Schneider being on TV in the U.S. or other countries, they're picking other teams. We're not getting the revenue we're getting. Maybe the cow's being milked dry and they got to do something. Now, if they get Ten Hag in there and they say, okay, you want to bring in Van de Sar as the director of football and do some stuff, okay. Then, but this is my club. I will always support them. I'm not like, okay, if they keep this up, I can't support the club anymore. Okay, Manchester United is my club. I'm going to support them through thick and thin. You know? I don't know why you would not want to try to keep the team in fourth place or better or in the Champions League. It's like, so what if he's an interim? So you're going to not play to your potential just because he's an interim manager and potentially be in the Europa League next year. I'm playing Thursday nights. I don't get it. But that's what a lot of people are saying what's going on. I mean, I know they want Pochettino. That's their first choice. But he's too expensive, and I hope we take Ten Hag and go from there. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I think it's just the players on the pitch not giving their all. But remember, folks, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.